In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Word became flesh so that you might celebrate Holy Communion. No flesh, no bread, no blood, no wine. The Old Testament Christians were waiting for God to come. He was the Word, but he was not yet man. He was seen in the Old Testament sacrifices and fellowship meals, but they were not his flesh and blood. Today, God is man. Today, the Word is clothed with our humanity in a holy union too mysterious for angels to comprehend, much less us fallen creatures. Two natures, inseparably united in one person, the God of Mary becomes Mary's Son, taking his flesh from hers. The angels sing. They marvel at the holy incarnation of their Lord and God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. They can't get enough of it. They won't shut up about it. It is their joy and their delight. For they see the Son of God resting in a manger. They see the Son of God in Mary's arms. They see the Son of God in all his glory, lying in a feed box. The Word is flesh. Existing from all eternity, he enters time as a man in Bethlehem. Bethlehem means house of bread. He is born to be your food. This is the bread which came down from heaven that God scattered throughout the wilderness so that his faithful might eat and live. This is the bread which you ask from your Father in the Lord's Prayer. It is Christ, the Lord, swaddled in flesh, given for you, resting in a feed box for you. He is born to be your food. The ox knows his master, and the donkey his owner's manger, and yet the world did not recognize him. Even today, they still do not recognize him as he lies before them on the feed box of this altar. He is their brother, their very flesh, their very blood. He came to his own, and yet his own did not receive him. How few take and eat, how few take and drink, how few celebrate Christmas by receiving the Word made flesh with their mouths and their tongues. His house is bread. There's Bethlehem. His cradle is wine. There is that manger. The incarnation is not a past event to remember, but it is a present reality that is set before you. Recognize him, receive him, and so celebrate what angels eternally celebrate. But this gift is too wondrous for angels. They dare not partake of his flesh and blood, for God did not become an angel to save the angels. God became flesh and dwelt among you. You have seen his glory. The child resting in Mary's bosom, so full of life, is ready to give his life as a ransom for you to restore your fellowship with God. Sin has robbed you of life. You lost eternal life. You also lost physical life. Physical death is proof that man ate from the forbidden fruit. He was to eat from the tree of life and so physically live in a blessed communion with God, enjoying a perfect creation. But Adam's worship faltered. He did not want that tree of life. And so the God who walked in the cool of the day assumed flesh and blood. A new tree of life was needed, with a new divine fruit hanging from its branches. Planted into a sin-stricken paradise, his cross is the tree of life which has crushed the ancient serpent's head. His flesh is that divine fruit which now hangs from its lovely limbs. Through him all things were made. And through him all things are now remade, recreated, restored, purged of sin. Apart from him nothing was made. Apart from him nothing is remade. In him was life, He breathed that life into Adam's dusty body and he became a living being. And he breathed out that life from the tree of life. And his body was laid in a dusty grave. In him was life. In him is life. And that life is now set before you. Here is the life of the world. Here is the tree of life from which you may eat its divine fruit and so live forever. For his flesh is real food and his blood is real drink. It restores your life, bringing you into physical communion with your God and Lord. Eternally you live, physically you also now live. For whoever eats the Word made flesh and drinks his blood has eternal life with him, and God will raise him up on the last day. He threw death into the abyss so that you may die with Christ holding you, Christ in you. Physical death is merely a transition to the life that Christ has won for you. So here is the medicine of immortality, the remedy against having to die. Here is the cure for your sicknesses, your pains, your sufferings, even your chronic pains. Here he fills you with his life yet again. His blood rushes down your throat, intertwining itself with yours, attaching itself to every cell in your body. His flesh communes with yours, granting you life and salvation. Christianity is a physical, concrete religion, for the Word is not a bare sound, thought, or idea. But the Word is clothed with your flesh and blood, bones and sinews, cells and organs, even as you have. His blood mingles with yours, driving out all sin, yes, even the sin given at conception. His body is tied to yours, setting you free from the curse of sin and all its effects. You see the gray hairs, the wrinkles. You know pain, discomfort, and stress. You know too well heartbreak and loss. You're also conscious that you're just slowly and gradually slowing down. And finally, you will exhale. And yet you shall still live with God forever. Not as an incorporeal soul floating around in heaven. Heaven is not a place for incorporeal beings. Heaven is a real place for physical bodies, even as this sanctuary is a real place for physical bodies. And you shall dwell among them even as your Lord God physically dwells among you here this day. Your flesh will be restored to that of a newborn, tender and soft, perfect and supple. And you will leap out of your earthen bed with youthful vigor. For the Word has a body. He knits you together in your mother's womb, and he feeds you his body to sustain your body and soul unto life everlasting. So it's no wonder that these holy angels love peering into this mystery. They are jealous of you, joyous over you. They are spirits forever. You are flesh and blood forever. Their God is flesh and blood forever. Today is Christmas because today God comes to you with that flesh born of Mary. The Word became flesh to delight your senses. You hear him, but you do not scramble to hide among the trees of the garden from the Lord your God as the cool of the day approaches. Oh no. You run with the shepherds to fall down before him at Bethlehem, here at his altar. Here his light shines in the darkness of your hearts, illuminating your hearts from all sin, driving out all evil. His light shines in you. You see him cradled in lowly bread. You smell him in that bouquet of wine. You touch him and taste the Word with your tongue as he rushes throughout your body to forgive you all your sins. It is a delight to your senses as you celebrate this most holy meal on this holy of days. And it will only intensify in heaven the sights, the sounds, the smells, the touch, the taste. And you will be all that God intended you to be. flesh restored, enjoying life, communing with the Word made flesh. And so what better way to celebrate Christmas than by communing with the Word made flesh right now? And the angels continue to sing, "For the Word became flesh, so that you might celebrate Holy Communion." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.